On Longwood University Week, we need a cancer treatment that eliminates adverse side effects. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Amaret Barber, associate professor of biology, details one such method that is on the way.
Current cancer treatments result in adverse side effects. Therefore, the development of novel therapies that specifically target tumor cells and minimize damage to healthy cells is desirable. One option is to use T cells to attack and kill cancer cells, which identify and destroy anything that appears foreign and dangerous to your body, while minimizing damage to healthy tissue. However, cancer cells have many mechanisms to avoid detection by the immune system. Consequently, labs around the world are manipulating T cells to better harness their cancer-killing abilities. Many T cells used for cancer therapy are genetically engineered to express receptors that enhance anti-cancer efficacy. These receptors, called chimeric antigen receptors, are used to redirect a patient's T cells to recognize certain proteins that are only expressed on the surface of cancer cells. Promisingly, chimeric antigen-expressing T cells have shown initial success in clinical trials and have recently been approved by the FDA for treatment of cancer. To increase the number of cancer types we can target, my lab developed a chimeric antigen receptor that targets the PD-1 receptor. This is an ideal candidate because, unlike many of the targets that are currently being tested, the activating molecules for PD-1 are expressed on more than 80% of cancer types, but not on healthy tissues. Our data show that expression of the chimeric PD-1 receptor in T cells reawakens their ability to kill multiple types of cancer cells. We hope these findings can be used to treat a broad range of cancer types and also reduce the adverse side effects associated with traditional cancer therapies.
That was Amaret Barber of Longwood University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.